And good morning to you. Welcome to the Bible Baptist Hour. Pastor Heaton with you, as I am each and every week, have been for many, 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 many moons. And appreciate you out there. And we hope is that you'll take our address down at the end of the program today and drop us a note, as we've already had somebody do in the last week, and we sure appreciated it. We're looking at a sermon entitled A Good Soldier, but before we get into that, let's give you the times. 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock the morning service, 6 o'clock the evening service, and our teen youth time is at 10 o'clock Sunday morning, and our younger group from 5 to 12 on Thursday night at 7 o'clock during our midweek service. We're located on the east side of the road, so no matter which way you come into Lupton, you can find us. Big white sign in the parking lot across the street gives you the service times and information. And we hope that if you have no place to go, you might try us out. If you have somewhere to go, be there. We're not here to take your church. We're not here to be your pastor. We're here to encourage you to get a pastor if you don't have one. Get a church if you don't have one. And get in there and support it. That's what God intended for us to do. All right? Anyways, a song today in our program is entitled Soldiers in the Army of the Lord, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's a good song. We are in the Army of the Lord, whether you like it, whether you don't. You know, some people said, I don't believe in war. Then you've never read your Bible, have you? If you read your Bible, you'll find out a good share of it's about wars. A good share of it. Joshua, Moses, Gideon. I mean, these guys were leaders, military people. Well, I'm sorry. That's the way it goes. You say, well, I just don't know if I believe in that. Well, it wouldn't hurt you to do a little reading, would it? Would you be willing to learn, or are you just going to go through your life being stubborn? All right, enough from me. Our song, Soldier in the Army. Then into the second part of the message, A Good Soldier. And I hope you are, and I hope you will be.
King of kings am I. He called me to his colors, and for him I live or die. I'll go where'er he bids me, and I'll do his least command. Beneath the banner of the cross, I'll gladly break my stand. I'm a soldier in the army, and the call to battle loudly rings. I'm a soldier in the army, in the army of the King of Kings. Raging over land and over sea. Wherever men are born, the news of Christ and Calvary. The fight for souls must not be lost, I cannot falter, no. But in the strength of Christ, my Lord, I'll only forward go. I'm a soldier in the army, and the call to battle loudly rings. I'm a soldier. In the army of the King of Kings. A soldier in the army of the King of Kings am I. A soldier in the army of the King of Kings am I. Trophies with
Verse 49. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slang it. He slang it. You understand that? He slang it. You understand that God is a southerner, whether us northerners like it or not. He slang it. Amen? Is that what they call slang? Okay, don't quit my day job. And smote the Philistine in his forehead, and the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. All David had was a sling and five stones. And I've had people say, what do you have five for, in case he missed? No, Goliath had four brothers. Now, that's what you call a guy confident in the slang. Amen. But actually, his confidence was in the God of the slang. And he said, just in case Goliath's big mouth brothers show up, I'll put them away too. Now, if that man didn't have confidence in his God, I don't know what he had confidence in. And our problem is sometimes, is, you know, we go to a war of guns with a knife. And I want to tell you something. When David went to that, David wasn't worried about the sling. He wasn't worried about the stones. He had confidence in his God. And that's something that most of us find very, very difficult to do. There's a story I like, and I'm going to try to cut this down here. I really am. It's a good story. It's a Vietnam story, but I've probably been told it before. For those of you who've heard it before, pretend like you haven't. This guy's name was Sergeant Jimmy Howard, Staff Sergeant. He was a Marine. And he was a veteran of Korea. He had won two Silver Stars there and two Purple Hearts. When it come to war, Howard was no stranger to war. And this particular thing was June the 13th, 14th, and 15th. They were on Hill 488. And they were to, recon, that's what I want to say. And they were out spying on the enemy to report back what the enemy was doing. Well, the enemy found out they were there and came after them, and they were outnumbered 10 to 1. As the battle ensued, they began to defend their position. They got some wounded people. And as the night fell on, worst part about it was night was coming. As the night fell on, they began to hear from the enemy, Marines, you die in an hour. But they didn't want to appear defeated, so one Marine said, Sergeant, can we yell back at him? He said, yell all you want. So they began to yell back at the enemy. As the second assault began, he took survey of what he had had. He discovered that his grenades were gone, his ammunition was low. And so he yelled out, throw rocks! So his men immediately obeyed. And they grabbed a rock and they began to throw the rocks. The enemy thought they were throwing grenades. And so the enemy began to retreat. And as they retreated, the soldiers took aim at the backs of their enemies, obviously. And they made every shot count and began to kill their enemy. The third assault began. And when the third assault began, he realized that it was just about over. And in the meantime, in Chu Lao, the Colonel Sullivan had been listening to the whole thing. When the second barrage was over, he said, it's over. Because he heard nothing. They're all dead. Sergeant Howard had been shot in the back. He couldn't move his legs. But he was able to get his men in position. When the sun came up, a helicopter came in to take him out. The helicopter was shot down. The pilot was killed. A Marine company was coming in, and the Marine company finally reached the men and fought off the enemy, even though they lost five of their men in the process of doing that. When it was all over, Sergeant Howard counted his ammunition. He had 8 rounds left. On August the 21st, 1967, President Johnson pinned on him the Medal of Honor. And as he reached the podium with tears in his eyes, he looked over at those 15 men that were left, and the 2 Navy corpsmen, and he said, "They're the heroes." Here's my point. You can't do nothing else. Throw rocks. And so many times we give up. And the difference between a brave man and a chicken is he doesn't care what he has to fight with. He just fights. And to David, it didn't matter. He didn't have a spear. It didn't matter. He didn't have a sword. It didn't matter. He didn't have all the armor. He had a God that was bigger than the enemy. And he had confidence that that God was able to whip the enemy. Listen to this verse here. This is the Apostle Paul. And he says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day." Do you have that confidence, Christian? Do you have that confidence that no matter what takes place, you have a God that's able to keep you? The difference between us and a brave person is he knows where his confidence is. But look at verse 34 back here in 17, chapter 17. "And David said to Saul, 'Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took the lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God.'" Can I tell you this morning that one of the greatest things that you have in your arsenal are past experiences? Not that we should sit around and talk about it used to be. I remember when I used to, you know, the used to folks. But every Christian ought to have some battles that you won that are in the background that you could say this, "Yeah, I've been here before. I've been up a big obstacle before, but God got me through that. Why wouldn't he get me through this?" And David, when Saul said, "David, you can't go out there," he said, "Look, wait a minute, Saul." He said, I don't mean to be a smart mouth here, but he said, "Listen, I was out keeping my daddy's flocks one day," and he said, "A lion came along, grabbed one of my little lamb." He said, "I ran out there," and he said, I proceeded to beat the fire out of that dude and pulled that lamb out of his mouth. He said, "He turned around to bite me, so I grabbed him by the ear and broke his neck." He said, "I had a bear come in one day. He come in and snuck one of my little lambs out." I said, "I went out there and grabbed that rascal and gave him one of them. You know, I put him to sleep." He said, "I did 3 Chuck Norris kicks on him and he's gone." David said, "Listen, if by God's help I can kill a lion and I can kill a bear, what is this uncircumcised Philistine? He's just a lot of hot wind. Because he's done nothing more than defile the armies of God. Defy the armies of God." He said, "I'll put him to sleep too." You see, sometimes you've forgotten what brought you through. You've forgotten the victories of the past. Maybe you think it was you that slew the bear. Maybe you think it was you that slew the lion. Listen, if you had any victories in your past, it wasn't you, it was him. And David knew when he got out there to face that giant that day that the problem wasn't with, or face that giant, that the problem wasn't with the afraid army here. The problem was with they'd forgot who their God was. Did they not have a record of the past? I mean, Israel itself could have sat back and said, "Hey, who brought us out of Egypt? Who got us into the promised land? Who was it that fed us for 40 years? Who was it that kept our shoes and our clothes for wearing out for 40 years? Why, it was God. Instead, they looked out there and they saw one man. One man blowing off his big mouth. And they said, well, we can't go out there and fight him. You remember David's charge, don't you? He said, is there not a cause? I asked you a question this morning. Is there not a cause for us to stand up and do what's right? Is there not a cause to speak up? Paul, what a great Christian. I know he didn't think he was, but we think he was. Amen. Did you ever notice any true hero never thinks he's a hero? But he is in our eyes. Amen. You'd ask some of these men, Jimmy Hart, but if you met him today, he wouldn't think himself as a hero. I'm hoping to have a fellow in next year as a Medal of Honor winner. And my daughter, my son told me, they said, Dad, if you saw him, you wouldn't think anything. He just looks like any ordinary guy, talks like anyone. He don't think anything about it. You know why? Because no hero wants to be a hero. But he learns that there's a cause to stand for and to fight for. And so he stands for it and fights for it. That's what makes him the difference between some of us. Romans 8, listen, Paul said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You're not just going to be, you're more than. Listen, he wasn't saying after it was all over, he's saying it's now you're more than. Don't you understand the victory's already, don't you know who's won the war? Iraq isn't going to win. I know who's winning. It don't look like they're winning, but I know who's winning. Don't you know that one of these days you're not going to be around here and God's going to take care of this whole mess? You've already won. What are you backed up here in the corner for? Why are you standing back over here like this giant's too big to whoop? Probably because you've lost your confidence in your God. The experiences of the past remind us that we still have a God. But turn to 1 Samuel a minute. 13, just turn back over 13. We might get out of here by one. Trouble of it is, I'll probably dismiss the service. Some of you stand around here and talk to 12:30 anyway. It's just not me you like to hear talking. All right, 1 Samuel 13. Verse 5, and the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel. 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen and people as the sand which is upon the seashore. You say, what's your point, preacher? Well, it doesn't tell us here in 1 Samuel 17 how big the army is, the Philistines. But we know from back here that they had an army that if you were to stand back and look at them from a point, you'd say, Lord, have mercy. It never ends. Look as far as you can see, there's people. You know, it's like going to the beach and looking at the sand. It's like, you don't just look, oh, look at the sand. Sand, don't move. There's some sand right there. Well, everywhere you look, there's sand. And you bring it home. And he said, this army was like the sand of the sea. You see, you got to understand that the army, setting back over here, we know that Saul had at one point about 600,000 men. So let's just say that that's what he had up today, 600,000 men. And they're looking across the hill, the Valley of Elah, and they're looking like, whoa. Not only do they have the big dude, but they got more soldiers than we could even imagine to take on. They had forgotten who was in charge. And I'm going to tell you something. If one brave little lad hadn't come along, I think those folks have all died from natural causes over on that other side. Back here to 1 Samuel 17. Look at verse 40. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him five smooth stones out of the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag which he had in the scrip, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near the Philistine. The Philistine came and drew near to David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. David went alone to fight this giant with an entire army watching him. Nobody was over on there saying, go get him, David! My money's on David! Nobody's back over there saying, hey, David, I'll tell you what, don't worry about it, man, we're having a prayer meeting. Nobody's back over there saying, I'll tell you what, that's wrong that little boy should have to go out there and do our job. Aren't we the men? Come on, guys, let's follow David. No, they're all back there on the hill, and they're watching this little boy as he goes down to the valley, crosses the creek, picks up the five stones and puts them in his bag, and they're going, what is wrong with Saul's head? They're all blaming Saul, but you know whose problem this really is? It's not Saul's problem. It's their problem. And it's so easy to blame somebody else, isn't it? But here's David. He heads out across there, and he's got everything, but he says, I'm sure David was thinking something in his head as he went out through there, like, where's the rest of the guys at? How come I'm the only guy out here? Paul said this, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. And it's departed to Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Can I tell you, sometimes in this war, you're going to be by yourself. Sometimes you're going to have to fight the battle by yourself. I'm going to tell you why. Because there's brethren who don't understand the war. They didn't understand David. But you see, David wasn't fighting a war with men. He was fighting a war with God. You know, I think sometimes America was a whole lot better off when we really thought God was in charge. And now that we think we've got this super military, and we do have a super military. I wish you could have heard the speech I heard the other night at 9. I wish you could have heard the general talking about the military and what we have and our capabilities and what we're not even doing. But we could.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Baptist Hour. It is our prayer that our message today will be helpful to your growth as a saved person. If you are not saved, you can be saved today by asking Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Let us know you listen by writing to The Bible Baptist Hour, 3338 Main Street, Lupton, Michigan, 48635. Join us again next week for a new message.